about the bread of Jesus, the crackers, if you will, the unleavened bread. Leaven is compared to sin in the scripture, and so we have an unleavened bread. Because we remember that Jesus was without sin. A lot of times, you know, in Christianity and outside Christianity, people think, well, you know, as soon as I get these things in my life taken care of, then I'll give my life over to the Lord and start to walk in His ways. It doesn't work that way. If you could overcome your sins, then you would find yourself in no need of a Savior. It just doesn't work. You see, we are, as human beings, sadly, we are kind of preconditioned. Even as we age and we get life's experience, we may back off on our sin, but there's still thoughts that come through our minds. The potential is still there. There's still the imputed sin that comes through the generations to us. And the body of Jesus, which is broken amongst His church so frequently on this first Sunday of each month, it reminds us that if it wasn't for Christ living that perfect life, there would be no hope for us. Because His perfectness displayed on the altar of the cross is the sacrifice for our sin. All of our shortcomings that we have between us and God were piled on Christ, all of them, for all generations. And so when we take this bread, we remember that it's not by the works of righteousness that we have done that we are gaining heaven. It's by the work that Jesus Himself has done that we gain heaven. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I would encourage you to confess your sins and ask Jesus into your heart before this plate reaches you this morning. You say, well, I don't have all the answers. I've been walking with the Lord for decades. And I've been to Bible college. And I read my Bible a lot. And I do a lot of things. But I got to tell you something. I'm still far from all the answers. And it seems the more I study, the more questions I have. And the more I live, the more confidence I have that God is real and Christ was needed. What else will you do with your sin besides lay it at Jesus? What else can you do? So this morning, I'll ask the elders if they would please come forward. And as Pauline plays, I just want you to reflect on your life and your relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus, a man who died for you. Jesus, who is God incarnate, who left heaven and came to earth to live with the purpose of dying on the altar of the cross. Would you go to all the trouble to conceive a child, have a child, love that child, raise that child, knowing that at the young age of approximately 33, they were going to be crucified on the cross? Would you give your child up like that? I think most of us would say, you know, I'll just skip that child. But God did not skip the child. God gave His Son. Bread in our hand. And just for a moment, we think of the body of Jesus, broken on the
cross, broken for us. Those are Jesus' words, broken for you. And we take this and we receive it in remembrance of Him. And as we take this, we literally envision ourselves, I know we're eating bread, but we envision ourselves partaking everything that Jesus did, so that His sacrifice will cover our sins. There's no other way whereby man can be saved except through Jesus Christ. There's nothing we can offer God that He needs. So God gave us His Son, crucified Him that we might have life. So as often as you take this, take it into
Thank you.